I kind of like mine on the fixed side anyway.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Well, it's easy to spread.
Yeah, it is. It is.
And it sticks to the food. But the only thing was, my husband said it to me, he said, boy, are these onions powerful. And I couldn't remember whether there was onions in it, but I cut them too thick. But it was...
You can't put onion on it. Usually it's just the tomato and the avocado.
Oh, but, is that all?
Yeah, no, I have a friend of mine that she decorates hers. She puts black olives and all kinds of things. So, yeah, a little slice of onion would be good, I think. Maybe a red onion.
Oh, yeah. That's what I did. But I thought I cut it thin enough, but it was a little thick. But that's all right. It tasted really good.
And it was so good for you.
Yeah, for sure.
Somebody else joined us this morning? I keep picking up this red pen. I've been writing my notes in the red pen, and I'm tired of writing in red. Here we go. I found another one. Did you happen to listen to Roger Drummer's call on Monday?
I have class at that time.
Oh, do you?
You know, and I keep on saying I'm going to go on to his website and see if I can listen to it on the archives, but I just don't seem to get there. I know,
yeah,
his calls are phenomenal.
This is the first time I've listened in. I've been wanting to listen to a lot of them.
How was it? Was it good?
It was a good call. Yeah, he talked about fats.
Uh-huh.
Fats and sugar.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, Dr. Oz is talking a lot about sugar.
Mm-hmm.
A lot. You know, that he thinks that, you know, that's a chart.
Has arrived.
Whoops.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Star.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing good.
Good. Got Dottie here. Somebody else came in, too. You want to say hello? Good morning. Well, did you listen to Roger Drummer's call on Monday? Sure.
No, I didn't. What was it?
It was on fats and sugar.
Okay.
Good. I was telling Dottie I actually listened in for the first time I've done it. I've been wanting to, but then the time slips by on Mondays, which is kind of crazy. But he had some interesting things to say on there, I thought, regarding that.
I haven't gone in to re-listen or to, listen to the recorded ones. Have you gone into those before?
No, and I want to hear the one that from the week before, too. I need more.
It's arrived.
Or something.
You need more what?
More hours in the morning or
yeah.
Later in the evening or something. I don't know.
And they got off on telling us we couldn't multitask, and then one female stood up for it and said, think we're built to do that. You can have the washer running while you're doing dishes in the kitchen. It's not a big mental strain.
Right. That's very
something to that effect. I can't remember how she said it, but anyway, what were some of the points you were going to mention at that?
Well, he's talking about fats have gotten a bad rap, but they actually make you satisfied, and he's talking about the good fats. And he said, really, the culprit is sugar.
Who is he?
Roger Drummer.
Okay. All right.
On his call on Monday.
Okay.
Really good. What I wrote down here, I'll just go through some of my notes here, but the way your body stores sugar is as saturated fat. And when you consume your good fats, most gets burned for energy. And when you eat a lot of sugar, you get the excess of energy because of the release of insulin. And that just simply helps to create more fat cells so that you can have more sugar. It's like, wow. And he said the best thing to do is to change your body's metabolism. I think he said metabolism. I didn't write that down. I think I have it somewhere else in my notes. Is to cut out all sugar. And then gradually, add it back if you want to in the form of fruit or something.
Can you give you any idea how long if you were going to get...
A couple of weeks, yeah. He said 2 weeks. I wrote it somewhere else. Somebody had asked a question at the end, and he mentioned it again.
So to go off of all sugar, does that include, pastas and white potatoes and rice?
Yeah. Let me look in here. Okay, to change your metabolism, if you really want to kick it in high gear, quit eating sugar for at least 2 weeks, even fruit, you want to have your, and somebody asked about vegetables that were sugary, and he said you want your low glycemic vegetables. Once you do that, then your body will start burning fat. So I don't have on here about that. I think somewhere else he talked about, somebody asked about sprouted grains, and he said that's definitely a better choice with grains. And talked a little bit about rice somewhere in here. My notes are just crazy. Yeah, mostly eating your vegetables. Probably a little bit of like brown rice. When you starve yourself from sugar, that causes your liver to burn all of the sugar that's stored in it to become a fat burner.
So does it also burn the fat in the liver?
Yeah. It'll burn the fat in the liver, and then that'll start you to burning the fat.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Most sugar, I wrote most sugar from natural carbohydrates. I don't know what that means. And then he talked about the types of fat are important. He talks so, I mean, I want to write every word that he says. It's so funny. If you've listened to him, he, inflammation comes from the wrong fats. And he said, you know, the media really, he said, just stay away from what the media says about it. The polyunsaturated fats are not good for you. Monosaturated fats are the best. And those, the monosaturated fats won't store on your body. They just burn for energy.
Even if you overeat on them?
Well, he said all of these are within moderation. Yeah. Still want to, you know, it shouldn't be your mainstay of your diet. And for cooking, he talked about, you know, olive oil, really you kill the benefits when you cook it. So he has in his cabinet the high oleic safflower oil for cooking because it has a high heat point, high heat point.
High oleic,
O-L-E-I-C, safflower oil. And he said it should be 99% monounsaturated. He said make sure you look at the label. And
99?
Yeah, 99%. Monounsaturated.
Mono, okay, same word again.
Yeah, monounsaturated. And somebody came on later and asked him a question about, so she had a safflower oil that said high heat, but it said it's refined for high heat. And he said, you know, well, what does it say on the thing? And it says, because I'm looking at, I went and bought the same one. It's a Spectrum brand is what she had, organic high heat safflower oil, expeller pressed. And I was looking for the high oleic, and it's on the ingredient list. It says 100% mechanically expeller press, naturally refined high oleic organic safflower oil.
And that's what you want.
Okay.
And that
yeah.
was the Spectrum brand?
Spectrum brand. And he asked what brand it was, and he said, well, you know, they really do have a high, a good oil. And on, I'm looking on the bottle, one tablespoon has 14 grams total fat. One
liquid
is
actually,
huh?
Is that a liquid or?
It's a liquid, yeah. Yeah. 1 gram of saturated, 2 of polyunsaturated, 11 of monounsaturated.
I'm going to go grab mine because I think I've got a different brand in there, and I wonder how it compares.
Yeah, see how it compares.
Safflower. Or maybe I've got sunflower, but I think it's safflower. Yeah, it is safflower, but I'll bet you it's not going to qualify. Because I know it's a lesser expensive brand than Spectrum.
I'm trying to think I paid for the
10 mono,
okay.
2 poly,
okay.
And 1 saturated. Is that the same?
Yeah, this just says 11 mono.
11 mono.
Just say 99%.
I'm looking. Just a second.
This doesn't say percentages. This one has total fat 22%, the daily value.
Yeah, that's what mine does, too.
And then it's under saturated, it says 5%. Those are just the daily values that somebody made up, probably.
This is safflower oil is cholesterol-free food, 14 grams of fat per serving. We already know that. Nutrition for nutrition information for fat content. Okay, there's a number to call. Done that before, and you can ask for it in writing so you don't get it. No, it does not say the... Oh, wait, there's fine print down here. Oh, really fine print.
This is interesting. Use 10 to 12 weeks after opening or refrigerate. Interesting.
Nope, mine does not say that. It just says pure. I wouldn't... This is Luana, and that's not... that's a grocery store brand.
I
would think, yours says cold press, doesn't it, you said?
Yeah, expeller pressed.
Expeller pressed, okay. I know there's a difference, but I can't remember what expeller and cold is. Spot cold was better, but I might be wrong.
It is on olive oil.
Okay.
And you said when you're cooking with... for your little saute or whatever, use the safflower oil. And then if you really like the flavor of olive oil, he said for your olive oil, he said you should find one that you like the taste of, and use it as a little garnish. Like put it on, like you just sauteed last night. We sauteed up some whatever vegetables we had, and use a little bit of that safflower oil. And then when I turned it off, when it was through, then I just put a little bit of olive oil on it for flavor.
It's like a seasoning, like you'd put salt and pepper on at the end.
Yeah.
Okay, now I heard the same thing said about several times about using the sesame oil.
Mm-hmm.
The same way, you don't want to cook it in. I've had several Asians tell me that.
Okay.
You don't want to put it in the pan to do any sauteing with stir fry. You want to add it afterwards. It's like a dressing on it.
Mm-hmm. And these are omega-6 oils, so he said buy omega-3 oils, too, for an occasion, like hemp seed oil or flax seed oil. And he said, for him, they just don't taste that good. So he said, I do. He goes, I'm beyond eating things because I know they're good for me. If I don't like them, I really just... away from and get another choice or something. With flaxseed, he said really the seed is better, and we've talked about that too.
And they say definitely don't heat that.
Those are for flavoring too.
Okay.
If you want to get flaxseed, I fell across at Trader Joe's an almond butter that has flaxseed in it that is wonderful.
Oh. Well, what if I took some? Since I just bought some whole and ground it and put it in there.
Mm-hmm.
I myself, that would be really good.
Yeah. And then make sure you refrigerate it.
Mm-hmm.
My biggest problem is when I open the jar, it's so separated, it takes me a good 10 minutes to blend it all together again. It has been easier way, but I haven't found it.
But once you get it blended, it'll stay pretty.
Yeah, it does stay.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that really refrigerating all of your nut butters is by far better once they're open. Even if you're fresh grinding them. And flaxseed is the one that I prefer in the butter that I make so far. At least that is the flavor I would prefer, and that seems to go over by far the best.
Okay. Yeah.
I started go ahead, Jeannie.
Well, he said use sparing amount of set flour. And then stir in the olive oil for taste after cooking, because you do have more, you want more of the olive oil because of the antioxidants in it, but you don't want to cook with it. So, still, they're all sparing amounts, but olive oil should be more than the safflower for the antioxidant part of it. And he said the flaxseed oil, if you do get the oil, it should be the smallest bottle only. The flaxseed oil, if you get the oil.
Because it goes bad.
Yeah, it goes bad really quickly. Yeah. And the he gave the Ludwig diet, anti-cancer diet, Ludwig. I think it's L-U-D-W-I-G. He mentioned the cottage cheese, the flax seeds, mix them together, and it oxygenates your cells more than anything. Like, really? Interesting. The lignans in the seeds, it's the lignans in the seeds that prevent cancer. And of course,
okay, so he's mixing the oil with the cottage cheese.
Flax seeds. Grind them up.
Okay.
Yeah, grind them and mix with it. Yeah, but they're always better when you take them fresh. He has his own separate grinder for his seeds.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, and he grinds them right before he uses them. It's better that way. You just get the highest whatever. And he said the cottage cheese was had a high sulfur. Mention that. But the seed itself has the most potent effect. Daily grind it yourself.
Yeah.
Then he went off onto coconut oil and different things, too. So anybody have any, what were you going to say, Charm?
Oh, what was I going to say? I haven't mixed up butter for a while, though. It reminds me. I've just been using when we needed it, like even our corn, I like just a little tiny bit of fresh corn on the cob. We've just been using a little bit of a smear of coconut oil, and Jimmy hasn't said a word about it. You know, he hasn't asked me where the butter is or any of that. And, you know, the difference in the color causes us both to use less.
It looks like good.
Yeah.
Pardon?
It looks like Crisco.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, it's not the appeal. And I thought maybe that would be the case. Where before he used to slather it on much more when he was using the other. It just, you know, doesn't look like, which is, that's great.
Well, if you put it on something hot, it, you know, melts pretty quickly.
Right. And we're not using any on the toast, just the nut butter, where before he was putting the, the flaxseed butter and then putting nut butter over. And I said, why are you doing that?
Not both, yeah.
Yeah. Not necessary.
I did a little bit of, Roger had mentioned that his daughter likes to take coconut oil and put it on a piece of toast and sprinkle it with cinnamon.
It's arrived.
I did that. Oh, my goodness, it was delicious. Now, he's just little. Because my coconut oil now, I can tell the weather's changed in Phoenix. It is now white and hard.
Uh-huh.
During the summer, it's liquid.
It's fun to watch it, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm like, oh, it must be cooler in the house. But that was really tasty. I just used a little, maybe a half a teaspoon, maybe less than that. You know, spread it all over and then put the cinnamon. So.
You're gonna bake potatoes even.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, I've done that too. If that works, that works.
You have to like that flavor, I guess.
Well, you know, again, I think it's, I can't say I really liked it at the beginning, but you acquire taste as you, I'll give you some more details on this tomorrow. But anyway, I started a food program with the couple I met. The gal walked into the knit shop, and Denny spent the evening with the husband last night.
Okay.
And he gave him quite a bit of information, just, you know, on things that they were talking about, but on our side of living instead of their side of living. And last night, as we were walking up to the front door to leave, she made some comment. Oh, I took some muffins to her, and she says, I knew by looking at them that they were going to be the way Char ate, and they were going to taste like sawdust.
Oh.
And she said, they're a flaxseed muffin, and it advertises, you know, high, good quality, everything, and she goes, I just knew they were going to taste like sawdust, and I wasn't going to like them. She says, I ate one, and then I ate the whole box, which was four.
Wow.
Three or four. And I just looked. It was four, actually. And I just looked at her, and I said, you know what? That is not why I gave them to you, for that kind of a pattern. And she looked stunned. And I said, let me say it this way. I told you I wasn't, she had asked me, she says, we were talking about the things she liked, so I'd pick out things that, I didn't want them to have allergies to anything, and I was going to take notes and all that. And I got to make this short. So anyway, I said I was going to.
No,
I just told her, I said, I started this not only because you needed food, but I care about your health. And I said, you need to take control of it. And now's the perfect time to start to change your patterns. And I said, I can help you with that. And I just looked at her, and she had kind of a smile on her face, pleasant, not rejection. And I said, let me just ask you a question. Do you want to take care of your husband with cancer and dying inch by inch? And she says, well, if that's what it comes to, she says, yes, I will. No, that's not the way I asked the question. I said, do you want be taking care of him, watching him die inch by inch? And she goes, well, no, of course not. I said, do you want him to take care of you? Well, I would expect him to. No, I'm not asking it that way. Do you want him to have to take care of you dying inch by inch with one of the major diseases that most people succumb to? And she goes, well, no, of course not. I said, that's what you are setting both of yourselves up for. Is one of the diseases. He already has diabetes.
Just the one whose husband is not working at the motel?
Yes, it is. And I said, if I'm responsible for giving you things, I think I should be responsible for giving you some instruction on how to use them. Would you agree with me? And she said, yes. I said, I don't think we met by accident. She says, I already told one of my friends that God put you in my path.
Oh.
And I said, what? I believe that also, because that's what I pray for every day. So let's not waste the time and energy without doing it right. I really do want to help you. We walked out to the car, and she grabbed me, and she said, I have to give you a great big thank you for what you just said to me and for what you're doing for me. And
wow.
I said, I'm giving it with no strings attached. But I said, I just want to be able to help you. And they're now looking for a place in Corbett.
Oh.
Because of everything that is centered here in the community that I told her about. And I said, if you put forth the effort, if it's supposed to happen that way, it will happen that way. And I said, the same goes for, everything I said. And I did tell her why and how I started. And she agreed that that kind of a scare tactic would, and it wasn't a scare tactic. It was the truth by my doctor telling me if I didn't care about my life or my child's life, Mrs. Rogers, keep right on eating the way you have been. I will not counsel you in that area. I'll only say it once. And I said it carried over through 3 pregnancies, and by the end of my 3rd pregnancy, I was 96 pounds after I delivered. Instead of 150 where I had started before pregnancy. And she just looked at me and she said, that would set me straight too. And I said, well, I can't do that to you because you're not pregnant. and I joked about it, but yeah, she knew I was very serious. So, we'll see what happens. I said, I didn't have perfection when I started on this. And you can do it little by little and improve, or you can do it like I did, and do the very best you can by starting and saying, overnight, I am changing what I am doing, whatever is the way it's easiest for you, or what you feel is best. I'm not going to say necessarily easiest, but, however you decide to do it is going to be an improvement, and I'm there to help you either way. And so anyway, it was interesting. Sorry.
No, that's wonderful.
Sure.
Hey, have you ever touch base with that doctor that told you that? Or have you ever...
Well, I went to him until he's probably passed away by now. He had, when he quit practice, which was after I had Nick, not very long after I had Nick, of course, I had to find a new doctor, and the one that replaced him was nice, but he wasn't, he wasn't my doctor. He was just a doctor, so I visited him very few times. I mean, I don't go by the standards that they give you for, you know, regular exams and so forth. I think it's, you know, it's learning to read your body. And I'm not saying other people should do that. I don't, from the information I've got. But I didn't keep in contact with him once he moved. Questions.
Just along what you just said, Char, there was a disturbing revelation on Good Morning America this morning with Tom, the doctor. I haven't seen him in a long time. Out of the six...
Has arrived.
Show or Good Morning America?
It was Good Morning America. Tom, tall guy, doctor. I forget his name. Anyway, out of the six industrialized countries that they were talking about, Americans spend more on health care than any other country. And I don't know if they say all combined or not, but certainly we spend way more than any other country in the industrialized nations. And mortality rates are higher in the U.S. than any other country. Go figure.
Yeah. Richest, sickest country.
Yes.
Richest, sickest. That's good.
Wow. It's good he said that on...
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And every single one of the other countries, everyone has health care. Every single one. What
commenting on the Today Show yesterday, I waited to hear, and our Today Show is spread out over 3 hours. It's from, I think, 8 a.m. to 11.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what yours is, too?
Ours is 8 to 10 and then 11 to 12.
Oh, so there's a gap in between?
Yeah.
Anyway, it was some of this, I mean, they go into all this stuff that I don't care about. But anyway, the gal, did you hear the part on the pasta? The real scoop on vegan?
No, I did not.
It was delivered by somebody that I don't respect highly, and that was the gal that wrote the, she did a good delivery, I will say that, but I didn't respect how she wrote her book, Dini, you know who I mean.
The skinny book.
The skinny bitch, yeah. The language she used in there I thought was very inappropriate, and I would not recommend her or the book. In fact, I would have taken them back had it not been so long and thinking it would look stupid. And actually, there were a couple of recipes I wanted that I would pass on. But the recipe did sound really good, except I don't want to use the gluten dough on the wontons at this point. But the filling, that the way she had done it, and I think I had it recording. I'm not sure whether I really did or not, because I was playing with the recorder, so I may have missed the whole thing. But, you know, she just doesn't stand for what my values are, and it doesn't mean some of her information isn't good. It just isn't delivered the way I think it should be. So I just kind of wrote her off. There's too many people that are really good in this industry that don't, you know, use that kind of a vocabulary. But anyway, my personal comment was all.
So there was nothing worthwhile on that?
There wasn't anything outstanding. It was a very short clip. The other part that I was watching that I actually validated, and a couple of you are going to get a copy of it, something that happened to me and it's totally off the food thing, but it does affect the brain and will affect the brain and causes stress in our life. And I found an answer to releasing it, and it worked really, really well for me. So, but it's on a character and integrity bit, on a personal note. So anyway, I don't need to go there.
Well, thank you for sharing that, though. I wanted to mention real quickly on Rogers, that towards the end of his talk, he said there was a Harvard study that omega-3 deficiency is the sixth leading cause of death. And there's two things. There's either not enough of the omega-3 in the diet, or there's too much omega-6 in the diet. And those are the saturated fats, and those are the ones that cause inflammation. So thought that was
okay,
kind of
so
interesting.
Okay, so how would you say that? Omega-3 versus omega-6 imbalance?
Yeah, I think there needs to be a balance there, and I think it's, I didn't get the proportion. I think, I'm thinking it's,
too much 6 causes the inflammation.
Yeah, too much omega-6, which that's what most of us get when you eat out.
That's
the saturated fat. And, of course, you know, if you're eating red meat and those kind of things, too, it just goes sky high. And then he said a University of California at Davis did an olive oil study, found out most of them were not extra virgin.
So they
said that was the University of...
University of California, Davis. UFC Davis. I don't know where that is. But
I think that's locations because they got them scattered all over.
Oh, okay. And he said, I have to tell you that the one that Rachel Ray purports is not extra virgin olive oil.
Even though the bottle says it?
Her Rachel Ray brand, yeah.
Wow.
So he said basically you find a brand that you really trust and like, and you get that brand.
Did he mention any?
He said Trader Joe's has one that he likes, and he puts fresh herbs in them, lets them sit for like 4 to 6 weeks, and then uses it.
Trader Joe's, so that would be the one labeled under their name, probably.
Under their name, yeah. So there's one that he likes there. He said, really, he goes, you should taste it and see if there's one you really like. There's at the Mesa Market where I went last weekend, they have a nice flea market, I guess. Anyway, like an outdoor shopping mall. There's a booth there called Taste of Italy, and they have some delicious olive oils, and they had delicious balsamic vinegars. And I was just looking at three different things. They have homemade pastas. I bought one pasta that's made from 5 different kinds of mushrooms. And it was kind of a brownish, flat linguine pasta. It was really, really good.
So you have to remind me to go there when we're there.
Yeah, we will. Maybe I can pick them up for you. There was a woman that had an Italian restaurant here named Rose, and she's retired, and she's now bottling her sauces.
Hmm.
And I got an arrabbiata, A-R-R-A-B-I-A-T-A, I think it's spelled sauce. It's a red sauce.
Well, especially the olive oil. I don't know that I'm excited about any of the ones that I've had a couple that I thought were really good.
Mm-hmm.
One that was a partial bottle that was given to me, but the one that I'm using out of now, I really don't like the flavor. I mean, it isn't like some that I've tasted, so I need to settle on something that I know is and is virgin. I don't want to be paying for it. I've got another one I'm going to try again.
Yeah.
You said when he adds the herbs, he lets it sit for a couple of weeks?
Yeah, he's, let me see what I wrote here. He puts... Where did my eye fall on that?
Trader Joe's?
Yeah, it's not written by that one. One of the questions. But, herbs in...
Has left the conference.
He uses thyme or rosemary, and he puts the sprigs in 4 to 6 weeks.
Oh, 4 to 6 weeks.
Puts them in his, in a dark, cool, like in the pantry.
Okay, and it was thyme and...
Thyme or rosemary. Those are his two favorites, he said.
And it's or, not with both, or...
He just said or, either or. For flavoring. You could probably use both, but he said the thyme was a little more flavorful. It puts a little more into the oil.
Okay.
I would think the rosemary would, but the thyme is...
Yeah.
I like thyme, too.
I've got both growing fresh, so...
Oh, good. I haven't done that in a long time. I've done that in the past, years ago, but then I was cutting back on my oils, trying not to eat, so many...
You think he was talking about fresh or the dried?
Fresh. Yeah, okay. He said fresh herbs.
Okay.
And then he mentioned several times your body, if you're not consuming too much sugar, is made to burn fat. said that several times, if you're not consuming too much sugar, so it's the combination of the sugar and the fat. And then an interesting, one other thing real quickly is, he said doctors should always look at the diet. Your brain cannot function. Oh, I think he was referring to kids, like ADD and all these kind of things, and, well, even adults too. Your brain cannot function without omega-3s. So if you've got too much sugar and you're cooking with polyunsaturated oils, you're definitely not getting enough omega-3s. So, you know, it falls into the doughy, sugary, donuts and all those kind of things that kids have, and not just kids, but people.
And favorite holidays coming up on Sunday.
I know. I told Ricky, I said, he goes, are we going to put candy out? I said, you know, how about if we hand out apples? He goes, you can't, because you remember the razor blades years ago?
Right.
Oh, darn.
Quarters. How many, if you don't get a lot of kids, mm-hmm. I know we get two, I think. It's two kids across the street. I'll give them each a dollar.
Yeah, well, that's a good idea.
A lot of kids,
hand out quarters.
Signs, quarters, whatever you want to do.
Uh-huh.
Patty has a tip when I do that.
That's a good idea. I have a bucket of change here. What about dried fruit? But I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, we did buy a little bag of candy.
Yeah, they tell you not to give anything that's not pre-wrapped.
Right, yeah. And I can understand that.
Use the little bitty boxes of raisins.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good idea. I'll look and see if we have any of those. I'm going to have some of those. Hi, Onita.
Hi.
And then he said the two biggest causes of heart disease is margarine and sugar. interesting. So that was
wow, that's a big one.
The balance is important between the sixes and the threes. I really wanted to get the balance. What is the balance between those? And I don't know that. I have to look that up. Omega-6s and the omega-3s. And
yeah.
I know there's, you need to have more 3s than 6s, and we have it the other way around. And that's why there's so much inflammation.
Oh, because so many people eat so much saturated fat.
Yeah. Or he said bad oils make your cells like plastic. Good oils will make your cells like, you know, more really flexible. Able to interchange nutrients. Like, oh, that created a picture for me. You can see my little cells being plasticized. Anybody else have any comments or questions? Or something you'd like to?
You've got some great information.
Well, I really like his style of speaking. Like I said, I could try to write everything down. On the extra virgin coconut oil, he said there are cultures, organic extra virgin, there are cultures in the islands. 50 to 60% of their diet is coconut oil, and they have no heart disease. They have no heart disease.
Is that still a controversial one that I heard?
I had a Jim White. I talked to Jim White recently. And we're going to get back together again.
Good.
And he is still a wealth of information. And after Denny got through talking with him, says, "Are you guys? You're not still on that plant-based diet, are you?" Yeah. He asked Denny. He didn't ask me. And Denny says, "Oh yeah, of course." And he says, "Really?" He says, "You mean you've gone this long? You do eat some meat, right?" "No." "Will you eat fish?" "No." I mean, you know, it's not like we don't get... And Danny just told him, you know, we stay within the 5%, and then the big challenge is really cutting out all the processed stuff. And so I talked to Joanne a couple of days, 2 or 3 days later, and she goes, today or tomorrow, I can't remember what she said, is the day we're starting and being serious about our diet.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew what that meant because he said he gained back what he had lost because of stress in his life and that wasn't. And so I did this with one of the gals last night. She was brand new, and I kept asking her, I said, is it the, well, no, she wasn't the brand new one. anyway, she was sitting at the end of the table, and she said she's on this really strict diet. I would guess it's Metafast. I'm not 100% certain. I didn't want to start this conversation on, so I didn't ask. But anyway, she says, I was really good. I lost like almost 100 pounds.
Ooh.
And then I gained it all back. And I said, why? And she said something, and I said, but, because she said, I just slowly put it all back on. Actually, it came on faster than it went off. And I said, but why?
But she didn't learn anything.
And what was wrong with it? Well, she says, oh, there was so much stress in my life, but why? Why did the weight all come back? You know, I was acting kind of stupid almost, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And finally she came out and she says, because I went back to eat the way I had to eat.
Oh.
And I thought, you said it. I didn't say a word. I didn't say a word. And I said, oh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because at that point I hadn't said enough that they knew that I knew anything really about it. You know, I was just... It's different being in a group of people that you don't know. And, you know, you can little by little... And when the new ones come, you can start all over again. It's just really... The few times I've been there have been really... But
yeah.
Thank you, Jeannie. Your information from Roger is just... I think I'm going to... I'm going to... Have you downloaded some of those...
I have. He doesn't have them all up, but the last time I checked.
Okay.
Yeah, he said
soon
they'll be up. They're working on that.
Yeah.
I can definitely make a CD, and I know at this point, if I do it quickly, you know, and keep feeding some information to one that they'll... I'm quite certain they'll go through it because they need the food, for one thing.
Yeah.
So.
Are you going to send that muffin recipe down, Char?
Pardon?
Are you going to send that recipe down?
Oh, that wasn't homemade.
As long as we promise to not eat more than one at a time.
Yeah, right. That was
the whole bag.
That was packaged. I took samples of the recipe that I did give on the tempeh and showed her what it was. And she says she doesn't seem to have any problem with variety and wanting variety. Oh, you know, what I was going to just put out a challenge, and you guys can do it or not do it. But our challenge is, and I need to start tracking, so if I've got somebody to track with, it would be fun to do the tracking. 100 foods, if I can get 100 foods, different foods in a week. Or how close I can come. You know, what is my variety? Because they said the average American does 30.
Has left the conference.
So I think everything would count as a food. I guess you could even count your oils. But I know what I want to use for them, count the ones you do use. Don't want to change them to bad ones, that's for sure. But mainly the vegetables, fruits, and grains, I think, is what they were talking about.
I'd like to do that. I'd like to track, too. Let's see.
Okay, I'll take you on, Jeannie.
Yeah.
And anybody else that wants to do it, and just see how many you do incorporate in a week. And work it, you know, up in the number is all. So when do we want to start? You want to start tomorrow?
Yeah.
Or do we want to start today?
Hey.
Or are we thinking more about Monday? What if everybody starts on Monday?
We could do that.
too much time to think about it between now and Monday, though.
Oh, that's right. At least you'd start the habit. You wouldn't be as good at tracking because it takes me a while to get into making the hash marks, you know, on everything
it's
I put.
A few days, yeah.
Yeah.
So how are you going to track? How are you going to track it?
I'm just going to put a sheet up, and every time I put something in my mouth, I'm going to look at how many different things are in there, and I'll remember if I've already put down, you know, quinoa, if I've had it once during the day, I'm not going to put it down again.
Write it down.
But I could remember only for the day. I can't remember everything from the day before, so if I haven't done it. So I'm going to start practicing on the tracking anyway. Probably think I haven't got my foods in, but
yeah,
maybe. Anyway.
I'll start with today, then.
Okay, and then we can... we'll talk about it a little bit tomorrow, and then
yeah.
We can make it official on Monday.
Okay.
Okay, so anybody that's up for it?
So, again, the last thing, the amount of sugar that you eat or drink puts you in a position not being able to metabolize the fat that you eat.
The amount of sugar...
that you eat or drink, or and or drink... puts you in a position to not be able to not being able to metabolize the fat that you eat. And that's just a big thing for me because I guess I have a, I was getting out of whack in my sugar category.
Put you in a position to not...
Not being able to metabolize the fat that you eat.
And is that just the saturated fat you know, or is that the MUFAs also?
He said this during the time that he was talking about the extra virgin coconut oil.
Oh, okay.
So, and he mentioned, too, that they don't eat sugar over there on the islands, you know, those 50 to 60% of their diet.
I would suspect that most countries don't eat the sugar like we do.
Yeah.
Well, Vance mentioned that about Ethiopia when he was talking. He did to me. I don't know what he said it again on the call, but he said they don't have dessert.
Right.
But he said, you know, sugar is just unheard of. And he said there were two people, one that he actually crossed paths with and then one that he saw from a distance, that were overweight in the whole time. I mean, that's absolutely unreal. And when he says overweight, he means overweight, and he means the rest of them, you know, aren't running around with bellies, you know, and things like that. Because he's very, of course, being lean, he's very critical of where do you draw the line with what's over. Not that I'm saying he's critical of people, he's just critical of what is stated as being, you know, true.
Right.
Well. Good information, Gina.
I love.
I was excited. I actually got on the call and got to listen in, and it's like, oh, this is so great.
I
went and changed some of my oils around, and
well, it's fine tuning and just improving. And you gave us another guideline there that really jumped out at me, and it was that last statement. So I appreciate that much, Mike.
You're welcome. Well, listen, have a wonderful rest of the day. And,
Thank you.
We'll be back tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right.
Thanks for watching.
Bye-bye.